Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cleveland Browns getting down to 53 by 4 o'clock today. And making some trades. Two of those, I thought one very surprise move in terms of the punting situation. So with that, we go out on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome in our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. Daryl, interesting moves made. Before we get to the trades, the one that stands out to me the most, and maybe you weren't surprised, but Britton Colquitt has his contract terminated, which means Jamie Gillen, plenty of leg, but plenty of inexperience as well. Were you surprised by that move?
Yeah, I guess they're not going to punt much this year.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, I guess.
Save $2.2 million in cash and cap space. And my only concern with him is down in the ball inside the 20, directional kicking and his ability to hold, because I think field goals are going to be a bit of an adventure early in the season for this team.
Yeah, I trust John Dorsey here, but it seems like an area that they want us to believe is very important and is something that, you know, hey, we got to value guys getting it done, and we can't have, but, and now you've got two rookie kickers. I mean, you've got, and I didn't even think about Gillen being the holder too. Colquitt was that. I just hope this doesn't come back to bite him. It just seems like an area where last year they had some issues on special teams, and I think they vowed to make that better. And maybe these guys make it better, but clearly early on the look is we're going with inexperience, and I guess they're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have an explanation. I would have kept Britton Colquitt, but they're going to save the money, and they're going to go with an inexperienced kid who by the way, was in awe at the wind patterns at First Energy Stadium Thursday night.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And had no idea that he was going to be dealing with that.
Right.
So, as I said, field goal kicking and extra points are going to be a bit of an adventure this year. And hopefully that is not a decision that comes back to at least short, long term, that's a long term move, Chico. But short term, boy, I'm awfully nervous, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I guess if it's one thing just to put a capper on it, it's one thing if your team isn't expected to do a whole lot that, well, hey, you know, we'll deal with the bumps and bruises along the way. But this is a team expected to compete and high expectations, and now you have two very inexperienced guys. All right, moving on. Couple of trades to tell us about here. Taywan Taylor, because I think this clearly affected the wide receiver room as the Browns bring in Taywan Taylor from Tennessee, sending a 2020 draft pick. And if I'm not mistaken, Daryl, with Taywan Taylor and the Browns cutting both Derek Willis and Braxton Miller, they kept five. Is that right?
Actually, as we are speaking now, I am going through the depth chart and crossing guys off just to make sure that I have my numbers right. But by my math, yes, they have five wide receivers on the roster: OBJ, Jarvis, Rashard, Ratley, and now Taylor.
What do we know about Taywan Taylor?
Very limited time with the Tennessee Titans. 53 catches, 697 yards, and two touchdowns in limited time. So, not sure what they liked, but because, again, we're not going to get to talk to Freddie Kitchens or John Dorsey this weekend. Mm-hmm. But he's here, and he's the fifth wide receiver on the depth chart.
We saw the move to trade for Teller as far as Buffalo, the guard that we understand to have a bit of a nasty streak, and maybe he comes in right away and plays quite a bit. Maybe he starts opening day, who knows? But they not only do that, but then they go ahead and make another trade, does John Dorsey, swapping 2020s with Green Bay, bringing in Justin McCray. Your thoughts on that move as well?
Just they need help on the offensive line, bottom line. Another guard to, you know, give them an option other than Eric Kush. Because I was not impressed with Eric Kush at all. And the fact that they went out and traded for not one but two guards, Chico, I think that kind of speaks volumes as to where their thinking is as well. Because if what you know what I mean? Like, you know, Austin Corbett right now, he made the team. I would have cut him, but he made the team. And I think he's going to be the project to replace J.C. Tretter next year at center. But they, again, obviously didn't feel good about their interior line because they made not one but two trades over the last 3 days for help.
Couple more minutes talking to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Browns reducing the roster to 53. Two trades made, as we told you, bringing in Taywan Taylor and Justin McCray. Go to our website, 923thefan.com, as Daryl's tracking this one as we speak. A mild surprise for me, maybe not for you. I thought Ray Armstrong would make the squad.
Yeah, I had him on my 53 as well. I think I missed three players total on my 53, so that's pretty good. I'll take that. But he was one that I did have making the team that didn't. But I'm not going to say that's a surprise. You know, you're talking about a back end of the roster guy. So, you know, Colquitt, that was a little bit of a surprise to me. The fact that they ended up trading for two guards recently, not so much a surprise. The fact they only kept five wide receivers, that's a little bit of a surprise. But Ray not making the team, I don't know I'm willing to go that far, Chico.
Do you have your, did you have your number right as far as the secondary? What'd you have, 11?
Hang on here. I've got 80 things open on my laptop right now. Well, and like I said, I'm also trying to calculate the depth chart and make sure I have the right number of guys.
Right.
I had 11. Yeah, okay. I have 11, and it looks like they did keep 11.
So,
and they kept the 11 that I thought that they were going to keep.
Good. Well, we knew you were on it. We knew you were on it. And obviously, I'll tell you what, man. I know you got a lot of stuff to get out there. We wanted to talk to you about the trades, though, and Colquitt.
Yeah.
You go ahead and get to work. We got people wanting to react to Britton Colquitt not being around and Jamie Gillen being kept. So
my, how far we've come. People
yes.
want to fight over the punter.
We're
no longer fighting over quarterbacks. We're fighting over punters now.
We've
arrived.
To see this on the screen, not Kaiser, not DeLome, not any. It says Colquitt and Jamie Gillen in the comment section for callers.
By the 22. Way, all three quarterbacks from 0-16 2017 were let go today.
Wow.
Standing ovation, Sashi Brown. Tell me more about his talent evaluation. Two guys remain from 2016. Please tell me more about his eye for NFL talent, people. Get out of here.
Daryl, great.
I think that puts the – I have just buried the Sashi Wars. They're over. He lost.
Fedor's coming after you, pal. He's coming after you.
I know he is.
Thanks.
I love Fedor, though.
Thanks for the time, pal. Appreciate it. Keep up
you
the good work.
You got it, Chico.
All right. That's Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. As the roster gets down to 53, go to our website, 923thefan.com.